Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
I'm going to have to ask your apologies in advance. You are sending through messages, the likes of which I have not seen in a long while. That's the only problem about having Andrea in a studio this afternoon. I'm just not going to get to everybody. Here comes a trial. Renee Ackerman says, hello, hello, you beautiful people. Good to hear you both. I wish I could be in South Africa with you. Some useless information. Carrot cake is my very best cake in the whole world. Now, you've got to understand, Andrea, Renee and I are on polar opposite planes when it comes to politics. But today, she just let me know that she and I agree on carrot cake. Isn't it good to agree on carrot cake?
It's a no-brainer, Simon.
That's exactly. I mean, come on. That icing, the cream cheese icing. It doesn't get better, does it?
Yeah.
Okay, well, at least we're agreeing. Okay, so here's an interesting question from Gail, addressed to you, Andrea. Good afternoon, Andrea. What's it like living in Jerusalem with full amenities all the time? Must be lovely. Wishing you a fabulous weekend. And I'm imagining when she says full amenities, she means access to everything Jewish, kosher food, not having to think twice. Over to you.
I love this, Gail. Thank you. You know, I think it's important. You're making me think, which is a little exhausting today, but I wanted to tell you that we sometimes take things for granted, living in a Jewish state, in a country that's ours, with our own army and our own restaurant. We fight over the levels of kashrut. But you know, the fact that everything is available to me, and here, I've always been kind of in the Jewish ghetto here, which is a little bit of a mini Jerusalem.
Yeah.
And instead, I have to be very deliberate. I have a little kosher shelf in the house that I'm in, and I found that I bought two pans. What I'm saying, I bought two pans, and then I wanted to make rice, but I didn't have a lid. So I found I had a clean aluminum pan, and I was pressing it flat to make an artificial, lid, so I could steam my rice. And you know what? I think that I'm the better for it. It made me much more deliberate, made me revisit my values, revisit my commitment to Torah observance, and to see where I was kind of flexible and where, we say it's like Torah gamish, this flexible. So it's making me much more aware, much more vigilant. I'm looking forward to going home where it's all available, but I'm so blessed to be here and being not. Listen, it's all choice. It's choice, Gail. I could look at it disheartening and say, oh, it's so tough here, or instead say, it's so wonderful, and to be Jewish and to be observant, you can make it work anywhere and everywhere, and just don't get sloppy about it.
So there you go, girl. I hope that answers the question for you. Karen weighing in. Apparently, Andrea let slip after the Eyal Golan song that wasn't necessarily her number one. Karen says, but I absolutely love him. Tell us more. No, Karen, she's not a loshy sort of person. We're going to leave it right there. I'm just wondering if you know that he's divorced yet again. I can't quite keep up with the number this time. They posed very beautifully in the divorce court in Tel Aviv, but what wonderful friends they are. I don't know. He's got somebody else. He's going to marry her again. Looks just like the last wife. It's like a saga that just doesn't end, does it?
He's exhausting, I got to tell
Completely.
You. And he's a stereotype. I mean, please.
Yeah, no, he is to a certain extent.
Not that I have an opinion. No, really.
Okay, no, I'm sure you don't. But it didn't surprise me for 1 minute that the issue of the caravan and Ronnie was going to get raised this afternoon, because Ronnie's our nexus, he's our kesher, he's the South African. The caravan, I think, has got the whole of high listenership. Just amazed that you would go and buy a caravan. How is Ronnie? What's going on with the caravan? You got up until about 5:02.
Okay, so very quickly, I left Ronnie. He doesn't. His head is still swimming.
You left Ronnie.
I left him. I didn't leave him.
You didn't leave him.
I didn't leave him. Leave him. I just ran. I got onto a plane. Literally, I was packed before Shabbos, and we made Havdalah. It was the world's fastest Havdalah. I burnt my nostrils with the nair, and we ran to the airport, and I left him. Now, Ronnie, as many of you know, recently had hip replacement surgery. That's not funny, but what is funny is I left him before he mastered putting on his socks. Okay? He's not forcing himself. He doesn't push himself. You know, he's South African. You can do it for him. So instead, he discovered proudly that he learned that you can wear bloodstones without socks. I cannot even begin to tell you what those bloodstones must smell like. So he has been wearing, I've been
the
here almost 2 weeks.
No socks.
But then it gets better. You ask about the caravan. Two things. First of all, the house I'm staying, am I speaking fast enough? The house I'm staying in, the pantry is the size of my caravan. It's true. The pantry is the size of my caravan.
We do size well in South Africa.
Yeah, it's like massive. Really it's a... I get to the top of the stairs and I pull out a compass. Where's my bedroom? So the other major question, so you asked about Ronnie. Uh-huh. Now, Ronnie is not the most nutritious eater, but I married him because he was kind of chubby. And I like that. I like a man who's chubby. I like a man who looks like he needs a woman to knock him into shape. Okay. I didn't want a man who had his act together because then he'd be watching me. Okay? I'm the pretty one of the relationship, and that's the way it stays. So anyway, I cook for him, and all his numbers are going down, and his blood pressure's going down, and I take care of him, right? So I guess he was getting tired of eating his tuna fish salads because that he knows how to make. And he called me and he said, how can I use the crock pot? You know, the slow cooker?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, that's wonderful because Ronnie discovered chicken necks, or turkey necks. So he's been cooking. His daughter called me and begged me to please tell him to stop. He's been eating the same crock pot meal for like 3 or 4 days. And then we do this video call.
Yeah.
And I see him hanging out of the corner of his mouth. Is a, I'm going to, I hope I say it right, a Borvos stick. You know the Borvos?
Yeah. I just haven't referred to it as a Borvos stick, but I'm with you.
Well, it
you.
Looked
yeah.
like a cigar. It looked like a scene from The Sopranos, okay? Right. And he was standing there. It was hidden, buried, triple wrapped in the back of the freezer because that is a death thing for him. And it's like hanging out there like he's, I don't know what, like he's dissecting bodies and I don't know what. And I said, what are you eating? And he couldn't even speak. He was like he ate the entire package. There must have been 30
of those. He was just
so
grateful it wasn't a turkey neck.
He was just so happy that I wasn't there to tie him down.
I would imagine you the most nurturing, wonderful person
I'm a
on
wonderful
the planet
wife.
When it comes to, you know, if I was going to have a hip up, I'd want you to make sure that
me and Nurse Ratchet. Oh. I got to tell you, I picked him up from the hospital. True story. I have like this little Japanese roadster, 2005. I'm telling you, Moshe Rabbeinu. I bought it secondhand.
It's a Jewish thing that there's no like value on decent cars. It's quite incredible.
It's unbelievable. So I had to put him in the car after the hip replacement, and I put the seat back, and he couldn't get in. And so I rammed his leg in. He laid his body straight.
No,
his face was laying in like all these Sadaka bags that I was bringing clothing to.
So maybe he's not all that upset after all that you got bundled on a plane and sent to Africa.
You know, he was kind of giggling when I got out of the car. So I don't know how he's doing. We want to get back into the caravan. I need to, ironically, because South Africa is so lush and everything here is so gorgeous, I do feel a little bit distant from my rooted life. So I'm looking forward to kind of dusting, getting off some of the fairy dust, because I'm in fairy dust, and you should see my nails. Don't my nails look nice?
Very swishy, Andrew.
Yeah, I'm in South Africa, because the last manicure I had was in Israel, done by Cuisinart. It was bad. So these are nice.
And just in like 30 seconds, just this whole caravan thing, I think why it amazes us. We get it. In South Africa, we've got this big country that you can go for days and hours, and they've got enormous facilities. For Israel, there's no caravan culture. What possessed you?
It's starting. It's starting. The only problem with the caravan culture that is emerging is nobody our age is part of it.
Oh, that's interesting.
But there's a caravan culture on grid, off grid, and it is starting. And we belong to several Facebook groups, and we get our next vibe. We're looking out.
So with the price of living in Israel, I wouldn't be surprised if people were living in caravans one of these days.
It's happening. It's happening. It's happening. And there is a caravan culture.
That's actually something in the second hour I want to talk to you about the price, the cost of living in Israel. There was some interesting stuff in the news this week about Osem and prices and price rigging and really interesting stuff. Really, really interesting stuff.
And are you going to say the name Lieberman during that? Were you planning on that?
But he's coming off really well. He's coming off well. He got them to reverse the hikes.
He's so good for the Russians. He really has been.
It's interesting. So before the show, Andrew said, I'm not getting political. She's got away.
I'm done.
Sneaking it in while we weren't looking.